USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The head of the World Health Organization said the coronavirus pandemic is accelerating and that more than 150,000 cases were reported yesterday, the highest single-day number so far. In a briefing, WHO said nearly half of the newly reported cases were from the Americas, with significant numbers from South Asia and the Middle East. He said, we're in a new and dangerous phase, warning that restrictive measures are still needed to stop the pandemic. The warning came that the virus is still spreading fast, and the toll would be especially great on refugees, more than 80% of whom lived in mostly developing nations. New York City's Phase 2 reopening has been approved for Monday. The phase allows New Yorkers to dine and drink outdoors at restaurants and bars, shop, get their hair trimmed and styled, and take children to playgrounds with all social distancing and face covering. Governor Andrew Cuomo said, today we've done a full 180 from worst to first. We are now controlling the virus better than any state in the country. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump says his efforts to end protections for young illegal immigrants will continue despite Thursday's Supreme Court ruling that blocked his first attempt at ending DACA. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
In a Friday morning tweet, the president says, the court asked us to resubmit on DACA, so nothing's been lost or won. And he added, we will be submitting enhanced papers shortly. Acting head of Citizenship and Immigration Services Ken Cuccinelli says, those who've been covered by DACA are still illegal immigrants.
DACA stands for deferred action. The action deferred is deportation.
Cuccinelli saying on CNN, the administration believes the program as it stands is illegal, and Congress needs to step up with a legislated solution.
Louisville, Kentucky's police department will fire one of the three officers who shot Breonna Taylor after executing a no-knock warrant on her apartment. That's what the mayor announced on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A gym owner is fighting to reopen his business amid coronavirus shutdown orders. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns has the details.
Massachusetts is fighting to open in spite of an order to remain closed due to the COVID state emergency that shut down gyms. Prime Fitness owner David Blondin reopened his gym a month ago with member support. He told WBZ-TV that he feels disrespected by town officials.
I understand the shutdowns and the laws and the rules and all that kind of stuff, but enough is enough.
A judge has allowed the town to use whatever means to close the facility. Water and electricity has been cut off to the gym and locks have been changed. Blondin faces fines of $1,300 a day. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Colorado lawmakers have enacted sweeping reforms for police following the death of George Floyd. Democratic Governor Jared Polis signing the Enhanced Law Enforcement Integrity Act this morning.
Creating a new duty for police officers to intervene if they see a fellow officer engaging in an inappropriate use of force instead of just standing by and watching. Requiring peace officers to have a legal basis for making contact with individuals.
The mayor continuing.
As a 17-year-old black student named Ashira Campbell told me yesterday, it's not just a protest against police brutality, but a protest against a society that is too comfortable with injustice.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.